Welcome to DanielsWindow.org, where we watch and pray. What are we watching for? We're watching for the kingdom of this world become the kingdoms of our Lord Jesus. And so Psalms 35, 11, 14, this one's about fasting, because fasting is coupled with prayer. So many times, if you're not, your prayer life seems to be lingering, your prayer life seems to be, you know, stalled out, and you're wondering how to, you know, to revive it, how to get a kickstart. Well, many times fasting helps you do that. Fasting really brings a power to it, because you're telling your flesh to shut up and sit down while your spirit rise up and take its place, to boldly go into the throne room and ask for that grace and mercy that we need to be able to stand up and walk in the spirit and fulfill the lust and the desires of the flesh. Psalms 35, 11, 14. Malicious witnesses rise up. They ask me of things that I do not know. So life is just coming at you at full speed, and you're just finding it difficult to find time to pray. And then when you do pray, you're just like there, just don't know what to say, just caught off and standing beside yourself. They repay me evil for good, so things are not going your way, to the bereavement of my soul. But as for me, when they were sick, my clothing was sackcloth. I mean, you were praying for them, you were taking care of them, you know, when they were humbled and you were ministering to them. But now it's the opposite. Now that you need help, they don't seem to care. They don't seem to have time for you. I humbled my soul with fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. I went about as though it were my friend or brother. So fasting should be our friend or brother. I bowed down mourning as one who sorrows for a mother. So I humbled my soul with fasting. So if you're having trouble praying, humble yourself with fasting. When you fast, you are giving more strength to your spirit and telling your flesh, your soul, to shut up, sit down. You're not the one to control. You're not the one leading. My spirit is leading. Walk in the spirit will not fulfill the desires of the flesh. I humbled my soul of fasting, and my prayer kept returning to my bosom. So prayer returned to you. Many times we're just stopped up. If you remember in the Old Testament, where Jacob had this well. We went back to his well. I think Abraham, maybe Isaac, you know, dug. I don't remember which one. But it was filled up with rocks. And so he had to redig that well. And sometimes that's what's happened. Life comes at us so quick that the enemy stops us up, that we don't have that living water that's supposed to come out of us. We don't know what to pray. We know what to pray. It's in our mind, but we just can't get it out. And because it's stopped up. And usually, a lot of times, fasting will clear that out, where prayer will return to us. That living water returned to us. So we open our mouth and begin to be authentic before God and pour out our spirit before the Lord to exactly what's going on and what we are believing Him for. So fasting is a great tool to help us, you know, in prayer, and especially in times where we just seem to very difficult to pray, you know, to pray. So the next 4 weeks, including today, we're going to talk about fasting and prayer, because fasting is greatly coupled with prayer.